How you doing? Good to see everybody. I was sitting here patiently waiting for the clock to strike 4 p.m. here in the UK. I'm not sure what time it is with you guys. Or if you're watching the replay, welcome. So good to see you. Welcome to day one of the 5-day fitness challenge. You have no idea how excited we have been for this challenge to start. We actually ended up opening the group a little early, simply because we just got too excited and we didn't want to wait and everyone kept asking us about it. So we ended up opening the group a little early, which means we've had like nearly 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, I think, of the group being open and everyone in the group. And we've all been so excited to start. And then this morning, everyone in the team was messaging each other and we were like, happy launch day. And you've no idea how much we love running these challenges. Like, it really is our most favorite thing to do. And the numbers are going to climb very, very, very quickly on this live. Laura has already gone live 4 hours ago. Hopefully you guys caught that. And if you didn't, hopefully you do intend to do the replay as well. And actually, and she gave out the first fitness word in that 15-minute workout as well. And actually, whenever I was watching the workout, I messaged her afterwards and I was like, oh, we should have called it a fitness word, not a fitness phrase. So hopefully I will remember to give out my fitness word today. And actually, Laura sent them to me last week. So I just want to make sure that I remember what they are. Should have actually written them down this morning. Didn't really think about that. She was like, I know this is probably a little bit of overkill sending you your words, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I was like, oh, no, I really need this. Like, I really need someone to tell me exactly what to do. Otherwise, I will forget. So let me go back to our messages. I do know what it is, but I just want to make sure that I'm giving the right word, because if I give the wrong word, then really things are just going to be very confused and you're all going to be very upset. So I do know what my word is. I'm actually just stressing over nothing. So, but I'm just going to check with her before we get started. I'm waiting for loads of you to jump on, although I'm not going to be able to say hello to everybody, but I will say a few hellos before we start. I'm just checking with her. Laura and Natalie manage my life, honestly. You have no idea. So I'm just messaging her now just to make sure that I've got the right word. And hopefully someone from the team is going to pin this live as well. And welcome to everybody who has made it live today. Really appreciate it. She's saying yes. She's confirming with me that I have the correct word. Isn't this really fun, like doing the fitness challenge this way? I'm just waiting for everyone to get on and then I am going to get started. But whenever we were coming up with the idea for this challenge, we run these challenges quite frequently, actually. And we normally do have a lot of people join the challenge. And this time we've actually had 25,000 people register, believe it or not. Might even be more than that now, but there's only like 13,000 or 14,000 in the group. So we don't know where the other 9,000 people are, but you guys are here and that's all that counts. So whenever we were thinking about running this challenge, like, the thing we want the most out of these challenges is that people show up and do the work. That is the most important thing. And so we wanted to figure out a way that we could motivate you guys to show up and do the work. And so that's why we came up with the game with the fitness phrases. Because if you're anything like me, this is what I do. I see something in my Facebook newsfeed and I see, you know, such and such challenge, or maybe it's a business challenge or fitness challenge. And I go, oh, that looks exciting. I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm definitely going to do that. That's absolutely what I need right now. So you click on the link and you put in your email and your name. And then you go, oh, great. And then the email comes through and you go, oh, great. There's that email. Right. I'll must remember about that later. Do you ever remember about that thing later? No. If you're anything like me, I go, oh, and then I get all the emails. Damn, you missed the first session. Here's the replay. I go, oh, really must watch that replay. I'll watch that replay later. Do I ever get around to watching the replay? No, never. I have so many challenges and saved challenges and saved webinars and all of these things that I intended to watch and participate in, all languishing in my inbox. And I never delete them because I think one day I'm going to get around to that, and one day never comes. And that is what we find happens a lot on our fitness challenges as well. People join them and they get excited about them and they really want to watch them and they promise themselves they're going to watch the replay and they never end up doing it. And we want you to get the most out of this challenge. The reason why we have done it this way this time, which we never did before, which was we've created where you have to work out in the morning and then I'm going to like work out your brain. So Laura's going to work out your body in the morning. I'm going to work out your brain in the afternoon, which is what we're going to do now. The reason why we've done it this way is because we want people to we want people to really get in, to really start moving their bodies. We want them to really get involved with what it is that we're teaching, because I know from building the world's largest online bodybuilding company that exists from scratch, and also sculpting my own body from skinny fat yoga teacher to physique athlete, I know what it takes. And what it takes quite a lot to build momentum, to really move you towards that ultimate goal, is to just start. To just start. That is the most important thing. They always say the hardest part about going to the gym is getting there. It's getting there. Because once you're there, you may as well work out. Like, the hardest part about going to work is getting out of bed in the morning. The hardest part about doing anything is just getting started. But once you're started and you've started to build the momentum, you get the endorphin rush, you get the dopamine hit, you get the good feelings that come from working out and showing up and learning and showing up for yourself. And then suddenly you think, actually, I remember what this felt like to move my body. I remember what it felt like to feel this good whenever I worked out. And the workouts are only 15 minutes long. They're absolutely doable. And those little 15-minute increments that Laura's teaching you in the morning and these slightly longer sessions in the afternoon will just start to build and build and build and build and build, so that at the end of the week, you have a renewed sense of enthusiasm and vigor for working out. Because I've read the comments of all of you wonderful, beautiful women in this group. And what you're struggling with the most is getting back on the fitness wagon or staying on the fitness wagon and really making changes that are sustainable in the future. And ultimately working towards that body that you feel proud of, that one that you don't mind stripping off your kimono on the beach to the two-piece bikini that you have underneath and striding down towards the water, feeling confident in your skin, feeling, you know, that you've built muscle, that you're proud of this body. That's what I want for all of you. But it really starts with just taking those first steps. So the reason why we decided to offer $10,000 in this challenge was because we wanted to motivate you to take those first steps. And money is a great motivator. Like, $10,000 is a lot of money. We were going to give away like 10 prizes of $1,000, but we thought, nah, heck, let's just do one prize of $10,000. And so one lucky person is going to walk away with $10,000 on Friday, but we didn't want to make it easy for you. We want to make it so that you have to show up and you have to watch the sessions and you have to pay attention, because you don't know when I'm going to say that fitness word. You see, so I might just slip it in really quickly and move on. You'll be like, oh, when did you say it? So we want to reward the people who are willing to show up and do the work, because out of 25,000 people who have registered for this challenge, I can guarantee you only 5 to 10% will actually submit the fitness phrase. I reckon anywhere between 100 and 250 people will submit the fitness phrase at the end. So you might go, oh my God, 25,000 people, but consistently over running countless fitness competitions and giving away more than $500,000 since the company launched, consistently, we only have 10% of people actually enter our competitions. 10%, even whenever there's our last 6 month competition, we gave away $190,000 and we still only had 10% of people enter the competition. So 5 days is totally doable. 5 days is easy. Anyone can show up for 5 days. Anyone can make the time for 5 days. And that is why we're giving away $10,000. And that's why we made this into a game, to keep you engaged so that you will show up and do the work. And at the end of the 5 days, you will feel such an incredible sense of achievement and self-belief. You moved your body, you recommitted to yourself, you learned all of this new information that I'm going to teach you, and you will feel like you have a purpose moving forward. But only if you commit, only if you show up and watch the sessions and do the workouts and listen to the teachings. And like, what have you got to lose? You may as well give it a try. You may as well give it a try. Like, you might not show up perfectly every single day. You might not be able to do all 15 minutes of the workout. You might only be able to do 5, but why not just give it a try? You have nothing to lose by giving it a try. So I'm going to get into today's teaching. I'm doing something I've never done before. I am doing a slideshow actually today. Normally, whenever I teach, I normally just teach directly to camera. But today I actually have a slideshow, because I think that it would be good to have some visual representation of what I'm teaching. I'm probably going to go for about another 30 minutes. So for those of you who are just here for the presentation, that's going to go for about 30 minutes, but I probably will do a Q&A at the end because I love doing Q&As at the end. So if you have a question, my whole coaching team are here in the comments. If you have a question, you can put it in the comments. The coaching team will answer. Or if it's a question directly for me, save it for the end, okay? And then you can post it in the comments at the end and I will answer it directly at the end because I just love doing Q&As. And I'm here to give you as much support as I possibly can over the next 5 days. One of the things though I wanted to just say before we start is if you're not a VIP member, then make sure that you write down the homework at the end or take a screen grab of the slide with the homework because there is homework for every single day. But the VIP members actually have an extra special PDF, which we're uploading at the end of every one of these afternoon sessions, or maybe it's a morning session for you, wherever you are in the world. But after this session in the VIP customer hub, you will be able to view your PDF in the VIP customer hub, and it will have all of the information that I've taught today. It will have homework. It will just bring everything together that I have been teaching. And actually, do you know what I'm going to do very quickly? I'm actually going to give you a little, because loads of people have been asking about the VIP hub and what is it. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you, just before we start, for those of you who haven't seen it, I'm just going to let you see what is inside the VIP hub. Hang on, let me move. Let me stop screen. I'm going to show you inside the VIP hub very, very quickly so that you guys can see what's inside it. So if you're watching my screen, this is the VIP customer hub. And so inside this, if you join as a VIP, it's only $39. There's no need to, by the way. You still get the replays. You just don't get the PDFs, but you get the replays until Friday. But if you're in the customer hub, you get to keep the replays forever. So you get access to this hub forever. So you can go back and listen to them or revisit them at any time. You don't even have to join today. You have until Friday to join the VIP customer hub. So you can join it at any time. But the great thing is you actually get access to Laura's workouts every single day. So you can, if you love the workouts and you want to continue them Monday to Friday forever more, if you're like, I can commit to 15 minutes a day, then I would highly suggest joining VIP, because if you commit to the 15 minutes a day, then you will be able to watch these forever. Sorry, I was distracted. One of my team is saying, don't forget to record, but I don't have to record because this isn't a Zoom call. This is StreamYard, but I just had a slight moment of panic there thinking I needed to record, but these are automatically recorded. So thank you, Natalie, for the reminder, but you just gave me a heart attack. But it's okay. They're being recorded. Right. So this is the VIP customer hub. I'm just going to run through this with you really quickly. If you choose to join, it's only $39. The link is in the group, or one of the team will put it in the comments here. You get access. So tonight at 7 p.m. UK time, whatever, I think that's 3 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to go live and I'm going to do a Zoom call. So the Zoom calls are going to be available here, where you can actually just talk to me directly in person on a Zoom call. So they'll all go here after once they're live. And then as you can see here, all of your challenge training videos are also here as well. So the workout from today is already here. As soon as this masterclass is finished, it's going to go here too. And we will upload those every day. Then you also get these challenge PDF workbooks. These are going to be uploaded after every single class. These have all your information. These have all of your homework and on all of the information I taught today in written format. You also get the bonus, which is my personal shred planning tool. You can download the rules directly from here. And then there's just a little bit at the bottom from Laura and I. So this is the VIP customer hub. Do you have to join for $39? No. You absolutely don't. You have everything that you need here right inside the group. This is just for people who share DNA with me. I'm a VIP. I will always choose the VIP option. I'll be like, I just want things to be easy for me. I'm just like, just give me one link and make it easy. And then I know I can access it forever. So $39 is what it costs. There's no need to update or upgrade, but you can if you want to, completely up to you. Right. Okay. So let's get started. I think we have everybody on who is going to be on live. So let me get started. Share screen. Just gonna pull up my masterclass. Okay, here we go. So day one masterclass. This one is called Small Steps, Big Rewards. Let's get started. Okay, so I want you guys to know that I did not start working seriously on my body until I was in my 40s. I founded the Sculpted Vegan when I was 39 years old. So many of you will not know that I was 37 whenever I first had the epiphany that I wanted to change my body and wanted to start training in the gym. But it wasn't until I was 39 that I actually founded the Sculpted Vegan. So I am now nearly 45. I'll be 45 next month. So I have really built my body and built this company in a very, very, very short space of time. It really isn't that long. And it's all been in my 40s. So I don't want you, I know there's a lot of thoughts about women in their 40s. And I know many of you here in their 50s and 60s, you might say, well, it was easy for me too whenever I was in my 40s. Now I'm in my 50s, it's all gone to shit, which I totally understand. And whenever I'm in my 50s, I'm sure I'll have a completely different program for, you know, for that. Well, actually, we do have a program for women in their 50s already. But I want you to know that I understand your struggle and I understand exactly where you are in your journey, because probably like you, I had always been dissatisfied with my body, but not enough to actually do something about it. Now, why do I have this picture in here, right? That's me in the black bikini, and that's my sister in the green bikini. The reason why I have this picture in here is because genuinely, it's one of the only pictures that I can find of me before I started bodybuilding. I honestly used to avoid the camera. Like, and I don't know whether you avoid the camera. Like, let me know in the comments if you're like, yes, total camera avoider. My husband took this photo with a long range camera lens. I had bought him a camera for Christmas with a long range lens. And he had gone on to a pier. We were, this was actually in Malaga, I think, in Spain. And we were there with the kids on holiday. He had gone off to a pier and he had taken these two photos, this one before, he had zoomed in slightly more here, as you can see, and then this one here, he had taken them from a long range. Now, I used to put up this picture and a lot of women used to say, oh my God, Kim, if I had that body now, I'd be happy. And I totally get it, right? For a lot of women, this is like, you know, a really cracking body because their starting point is different. But you have to understand that we all come from different starting points. And just because this would be your ideal body or a body you'd be happy with, it doesn't mean that I was happy with it. I think that the thing we all have to agree on is that as women, we have a certain level of dissatisfaction with our bodies. And I would love to be one of these women standing up and saying, you know, we should all just love ourselves. And I do say this, like, we should all just love ourselves, you know, and we should all, you know, not feel this way. And, you know, if women just decided that they were perfect as they are, a whole $1 billion industry would collapse, right? I would love it if women could just accept themselves for who they are, because genuinely I am at a point now, easy to say, I understand, because I have a cracking body, but I'm at a point now where I can honestly say that I fully embrace and accept myself for who I am. And I accept all my perfections and all my flaws. I have worked on them for a long time with my coach. And if my butt jiggles or my stomach wobbles or I'm not looking the way that I think I should look, I don't have an emotional attachment to it anymore. So I can look at it and wish that it was different, but I don't have an emotional attachment. But up until a few years ago, I had always been dissatisfied with my body, but not enough to actually do something about it. Why not? Well, human beings experience two types of motivation, towards pleasure and away from pain. And we are unfortunately usually more motivated by an avoidance of pain than we are towards pleasure. Now, think about this for a second. You see an inspirational picture on Instagram. You want that body. You experience towards pleasure motivation. You download the program and see what it will take to achieve it. Ugh, too much work, aka pain. So let's pause here for a second. How many of you have done this? Let me know in the comments. How many of you have scrolled through Instagram and you know, this beautiful inspirational body has come up on your Instagram feed or your TikTok or your Facebook or whatever, and she's about your age and she looks amazing and she's maybe got a six pack or she's got a lovely big full butt or something, right? And you're like, oh my God, I would love to look like that. And just for a second, you allow yourself to dream and you try it on and you try on what it would feel like to have that body. And you're sitting there and you feel uncomfortable and you feel a bit bloated and you know, you haven't been committed to your fitness efforts and you're not working towards a plan right now and your diet's maybe a little off and you know that you should start, but you don't and you haven't. And you look at this body on Instagram and you go, oh my God, for a second, you allow yourself to try on what it would feel like to have that body. And goddamn, it feels so good, doesn't it? Like, it's almost like it's almost like a pain, like a visceral longing inside your body to have that. And we have this as well with money or with aspirational lifestyles. You know, we see people who have something that we want, and we, in the moment that we're sitting there comfortable and warm, we can try on what it would be like to have that body, and we can imagine the feeling. Okay. And so we go, yeah. Okay. I'm feeling motivated. I'm going to look into what it takes, right, to have that. And so you go online, maybe you see me, right? Maybe you see the Sculpted Vegan. This was me on stage at, I think I was 41. I was 41 in this picture. So this is me on stage at age 41 and at the World Championships and in the bikini division, the over 35 bikini division. And so you see this picture and you go, I want that. So you go online and you download a Sculpted Vegan program. You go, yeah, Sculpted Vegan. Oh, she's loads of programs, right? Got, oh, Butt Camp. Oh, I want to grow my glutes. Right, I'm going to download this one. So you download Butt Camp and you open the PDFs and you're like, oh, wow, okay, right. A lot of information here, right? Okay, so you start reading through and you're looking, and then you're reading, and then you start looking at the meal plan. Oh, shit, I have to meal plan? Fuck, right, okay. I'll just go to the workouts, right? I'll think about the meal planning later. Okay. And the shopping, that all just seems too much. I'll just go straight to the workouts. So you look at the workouts and then you click on the link and you're like, oh, okay. Right. Well, that looks complicated. Where's your leg going? Okay. And then you're like, oh my God, I have to work out 5 days a week. Five days. Okay. Mentally you recalibrate. Okay. Right. Yeah. I could. Okay. Okay. Well, I could probably fit it in. You think of your day and you think about, where am I going to fit this in? Okay. So, okay, well, I could maybe get up early, and then you go, I'm not really a morning person anyway. I struggle to get up at like 7:30 to go to work as it is. So, and you try on in your body getting up at, 6 a.m. to work out, and you're like, 6 a.m., it's dark, it's cold, it's winter. And you think, okay, no, I can do it. And then you look and you go, cardio? I have to do cardio as well? Oh, shit, right. Meal planning, and suddenly, that feeling that you felt when you saw Kim Constable on stage and you had that rush of endorphins and you imagined what that would feel like, suddenly you're pitting that against this thing over here that looks like and smells like and tastes like and feels like work. And suddenly this thing over here loses a wee bit of its shine, right? So you reassess your situation and you go, How bad is the pain of my current situation? So you do a little calculation in your head, right? And you weigh it up in the pain scale. So now you've got looking like Kim Constable, right? And then you look at the work that you'd have to do to look like Kim Constable. And you kind of weigh it up, and this loses a wee bit of its weight, right? So then you kind of go, is it really that bad? Am I really that unhappy? Like a minute ago, you were really unhappy, right? Or, before you downloaded the Butt Camp program and started reading through it, you were like really unhappy. You were like, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm miserable. You had all this negative self-talk, right? You're looking in the mirror. You're like, I just want to go on a holiday and be able to wear a bikini and like feel confident. And now suddenly all of that is weighed up against the work that you're going to have to do to achieve it. And suddenly it kind of loses its shine a wee bit, right? And so the level of pain you experienced before where you were, which was staying the same and doing nothing, was really great, right? It was really high. And that motivated you to spend the $97 to buy the Butt Camp. And then you began to look at the Butt Camp. So you're up here. And then you began to look at the Butt Camp. And then suddenly the work of the Butt Camp, the pain of the Butt Camp began to rise. And the pain of staying the same began to become somewhat diminished. And so you began to have, all of these excuses in your head. Well, it's not really that bad. Like, yeah, I would love a six pack, but I have a one pack and it's not that bad really. I would like a little less cellulite, but you know what? They say that women should love themselves just as they are. I mean, who needs less cellulite really? I mean, am I really going to be happier with less cellulite? Really, right? But all that has really happened is you've weighed up the pain of the work against the pain of staying the same. The pain of the work has become greater than the pain of staying the same. So what do? Nothing. When you evaluate the level of pain of staying the same against the pain of working for the body you want, the pain of working out is greater. And because you're hardwired as a human being to avoid pain and choose the easiest path, you're not going to choose a level 9 pain over a level 6 pain. So what do? Nothing, of course. You stay exactly the same. Well, there is something that you do, actually. Not you, me. I mean, not you or me, actually. The other people who didn't show up here today, you know, the ones who aren't here, them. Okay, no one here in this room, and definitely not me. But the other people, what do they do about it? Well, they do something about it. They complain. They bitch and they whinge and they moan and they complain. But nothing actually ever changes. And just as a little side note, do you know why we complain? Do you know what complaining is? Complaining is simply suffering. We suffer over the situation. But the reason human beings suffer over the situation is because it's a discharge of pain. Suffering is discharging pain. So we feel pain in our body and we complain about the pain to somebody who's going to, you know, listen to us. And the complaining about the pain is a way that we discharge the pain. So interestingly, the people who complain the most but do nothing about it are actually simply discharging their pain. Because there's two ways for you to discharge the pain. You can feel the pain, like, I don't want this body. I don't like my cellulite. I don't like my belly. I want to feel stronger. I want to be able to play with my kids and my grandkids. I want to stay strong. I want to be a role model for my children. All of these reasons, right, that we want to change. That causes us pain. There's two ways to discharge that pain. One is you can complain about it. And you can complain about it again and again and again and again and again and try half-heartedly different programs and fail and keep complaining. And that's a way that you can discharge this pain. The other way you can discharge the pain is actually to do something about it. You can actually do something about it. You can do the hard thing. You can commit and you can show up and you can follow through. But that's a lot harder than complaining about it. Complaining about it is a much easier way to discharge the pain than to actually do the work. And that's why most people choose to complain about it rather than actually changing it. Human beings only change when the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of changing. Have you ever been in a romantic relationship? This is the best way I can describe this. And when I tell this to people, they say, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Have you ever been in a romantic relationship and you know the relationship is coming to an end? You know that this person you're in a romantic relationship with is starting to irritate you, right? And the little things that used to be endearing and sweet and lovely are now just a little bit annoying. And you know, this is usually whenever we're younger, maybe in our teens or our early 20s, before we find our life partners. Could even be with your life partner, although it's harder to reach that point. But whenever you're younger and you're not married and, you know, you're young and you're free and you're living at home and whatever, you know, romantic relationships are a lot more free. So you're having this romantic relationship and you kind of know that it's probably going to end at some point. But you're not there yet, right? Because you try on, you're like, I don't know that I want to be with this person anymore. And then you try on in your body being without them. And you try on all of the things that you would have to do by yourself and all of the ways that you would miss them. And, you know, you wouldn't have them to complain to and you wouldn't have them to call and you wouldn't, you know, and maybe you're friends with friends and you have a friendship circle and you try on how disruptive it would be to the friendship circle, or maybe they have a car and you don't have a car. And then you imagine you're going to have to take the bus everywhere and not go in the car. And so you weigh up the pain of changing, of ending the relationship against the pain of staying in the relationship. And you're still getting a lot of benefits from the relationship. So the pain of staying in the relationship is probably a 4, and the pain of changing or of ending the relationship is maybe an 8. And so what do? Well, you stay in the relationship, right? Until one day you wake up and you look at this person and you say, I can't do this anymore. So what was an 8, ending the relationship, and what was a 4, staying in the relationship? This 4 gradually becomes a little more, and you become a little more irritated and a little more done with the relationship and a little more dissatisfied and they piss you off a little more. And that thing that they do that irritates the crap out of you just becomes so great that you just can't ignore it anymore. And suddenly the pain of staying the same becomes a 10 or even a 9, but it's greater than the pain of change. And that's when you change. That's free will. That's what's defined as free will. Whenever the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of changing. And so you change. And that's the only time that human beings change. They don't change until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. When I teach this to people, like sometimes, like my son came to me the other week and he was saying that one of his friends was struggling with something and he really wanted to help him. And I said to him, well, does he have an option to change this? And he said, well, yeah, he could do such and such, whatever. And I said, okay, so he doesn't really want to change it then. It's a problem that he's choosing. And he said, no, he's not choosing it. And I said, of course he is. And he said, I don't understand. And he said, well, if he has the option to change and he doesn't change, it's because staying in the situation isn't painful enough to change. Because if it was, he would change because he has another option. And Corey was like, oh. So I said, so you can have empathy for him, but don't victimize him. Don't make him into a victim because he's not a victim. Because if you have another option and you don't choose it, it's simply because the pain of staying the same is not greater than the pain of change. And that's the simplicity of human beings and why they change or don't change. So here is my story, right? And before I go into my story, I'm going to tell you that the word today is the. The word today, your fitness word is the. So here is my story. Whenever I was 37 years of age, I was a yoga teacher. And that was me on the left. And loads of you are probably looking going, why am I even here? If that's what she looked like before she transformed her body, what the hell does she know about my struggle, right? Well, I've coached more than 500,000 women online over the years and now in the world's largest bodybuilding company. So I think that qualifies me to coach you, but it might not, but just hang around and find out. So that was me on the left. I was a skinny yoga teacher. Now I was practicing yoga for 3 hours a day. I was teaching 2 hours a day and doing my own practice for an hour a day to a very high level. So I had a quite a large calorie expenditure, and I was a stay-at-home mom to 4 young kids. So I never, ever sat down. And I also prided myself on under eating. So that's why I looked like that on the left. But that isn't really significant, because even though I was dissatisfied with my body and I really would have loved a six pack, I didn't have a six pack. I would have loved a six pack or just some more definition. I would have loved bigger glutes, better glutes. It wasn't really bad enough. Like, as you can see, right? Like, I know this is me from the back, but I had an okay body. And so one day I had a good body, actually. Not even an okay body. I had a good body, but I had very, very flat glutes. And so one day I went into my yoga room, and I had a little yoga studio upstairs. And I went into my yoga room and I was wearing a thong and a sports bra. And I went in to get something out of the drawer. I wasn't teaching at the time. That would have been very weird. So I went in to get something out of the drawer. And as I walked in, and as I walked back out, I had 3 big mirrors on the wall. And the sun was streaming in through the window because it was April. We were coming into summer season, bikini season. And the sun was streaming in through the window. And as it was streaming in through the window, because I was wearing a thong, I turned to examine my butt in the mirror. Now, I did not usually like to look at my butt, because you see how the left butt cheek is saggy? I've always had a saggy left butt cheek. Everyone who works for me and all the coaches know all about Kim's saggy left butt cheek. So I had a saggy left butt cheek, and it drove me bananas that my left butt cheek was not in symmetry with my right butt cheek, which was kind of a little perkier. And this left one was just saggy. And so I always avoided looking at my butt in the mirror. But this day, the sun was streaming in through the window, and I turned and examined my butt in the mirror in its full glory. And I decided to have a good old look at it. Nowhere to hide. Wasn't, you know, sticking my back out or trying to make it look better. I just stood there and slouched a bit and looked at it in the mirror. And I was absolutely horrified by what I saw. And I'll tell you why. Because as the sun was shining on my glutes, I could see that the skin had started to go a little crepey. And it had started to sag a little because there was no muscle and no fat inside it holding the skin up. So the skin had started to get that kind of crepey, saggy look on the side that an older woman's butt would have, or an older woman's skin would look like. And I was only 37 at the time. And I had this epiphany moment when I looked at it. Because I looked at it and I was like, this is not going to get any better. I'm getting older. So this is going to get worse. And the problem was I was only eating 1,200 calories a day. I was on a starvation diet because I believed that that's how you stayed lean. And I was doing 3 hours of yoga teaching every day. And I looked in the mirror and I realized, I was like, I have two ways that I can make my butt look better. Because I had started seeing beautiful, big, juicy glutes on Instagram. I'd started following Emily Sky and she had a beautiful big ass. And I'd started to really follow women who had gorgeous, beautiful, high tight glutes because my butt was always the area that I wanted to be better. It was my driving motivator. And I thought how I made it look better was by losing weight, by dieting. That's what most women think, right? You diet and that's how you make yourself look better. So I dieted and dieted and dieted and kept myself on this starvation diet. And I looked in the mirror and I realized in that moment, this starvation diet is not working. What this plan, this thing that I'm doing isn't working. It's not giving me the body that I want. And I looked at my ass and I thought, and it doesn't even look that bad here, but there was loads of crappy skin on the side and stretch marks. And I thought to myself, the only way I can change this is either to fill it up with muscle or fill it up with fat. That's it. And those are the only two options that I have. And I realized I was not going to allow myself to get fat because that was going to make me look worse all over. It might make my glutes look better, but it wasn't going to make me look better all over. And I realized the only way to change my butt was to fill it up with muscle. And it was like, ding, it was like a light bulb moment went off. Now, here's the interesting thing. In January of the same year, I had found Emily Sky, the Australian fitness model, online, and I was blown away by her picture. She looked how I wanted to look. I wanted to look muscular and fit and toned and like I trained. That's the look I'd always been striving for. But I was a yoga teacher and I was a serial dieter, and I didn't realize, I didn't know any other way. I didn't realize that this way I was working out and this way I was eating and training wasn't going to give me the body that I wanted. And so whenever I found Emily Sky, I immediately bought and downloaded her program. I bought it in January. And do you know what I did with it? Fuck all. I did nothing with it. I downloaded it. I put it on my computer and I told myself one day I'll start that. Now, why did I not start the program in January? Because when I looked at it and I realized, oh, I was going to have to join a gym and watch the exercises and make time in my schedule every day and do meal prepping and all these different things, I was like, too hard. So the pain of staying the same was a 4 and the pain of actually following the program was an 8. So I did nothing. I didn't follow the program. I chose to stay the same because human beings only change when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. The day I looked in the mirror in my yoga studio, the pain of staying the same became greater for the first time in my life. The pain of staying the same became greater than the pain of change. So I changed. I went downstairs. I downloaded the program from my computer. I gave it to my husband who printed it out for me. And I went to the gym the very next day. And I have not stopped going to the gym since. Because all I needed was for the pain of staying the same to become so great that it motivated me to change. And that day I changed. And you can see my body here and how I transformed. I've actually talked about what I said here. Why did I change? When I weighed the pain of changing, showing up to the gym and doing the workouts against the pain of staying the same, suddenly the pain of staying the same was greater. Up until that point, I had wanted a different body and butt, but not enough to change. But when I saw the reality of my glutes in the mirror and then fast forwarded in my mind to what they would look like in 10 or 20 years' time, I decided to change. Sorry, I'm getting warm, so I'm going to take off my top. I decided to change. And you know what the funny story about this picture is? See that picture of me in the blue top, right? Now, I know I have a new set of boobs since then and a new set of chest muscles as well, actually. But that photo on the left, that was taken in the January, the day I found Emily Sky. The day I found Emily Sky online, who was my first inspiration, my niece was in the house looking after the kids when, and I was working on my yoga business in my office. And I decided that I wanted to take some photos. I was like, oh, I want to see what my body looks like. I want to see how far I am away from Emily Sky. I went upstairs and put on my skimpiest outfit, right? Which was that blue bra top, which actually looks like it has a stain on it under the arm. Or maybe, I don't think it is. Maybe it's just the marking of it. And those are my Bikram yoga shorts. I went upstairs and put them on, took my hair out of its bun, right? My legs were hairy. I was white. I had no tan on. And I was like posing in my kitchen. Like a toddler, right? Like honestly, posing in my kitchen. And whenever she showed me the photos, I was completely horrified because honestly, what I looked like in reality was so different to what I looked like in my mind. And this was the only photo that I kept. I deleted all the photos and I am so upset that I deleted them because I use this photo all the time when I'm illustrating what, you know, where I started from, because it's easy to think that I looked like, you know, that I started with this absolutely cracking body. And don't get me wrong, yeah, you can see like I'm thin and I have a good, you know, good body, but I did have a lot of, not a lot, but I had belly fat that I couldn't get rid of. And I was only on 1200 calories. I was on a starvation diet doing 3 hours exercise a day, and I still had fat around my belly. So what I was doing wasn't working. But over the years, I have transformed, and the picture on the right is what I look like now. Now, you might say, Kim, I would never want to look like that. Well, let me tell you something. You never, ever, ever will by accident. You will never look like me by accident, because I have spent the last 6 years literally working as hard as I can possibly work to build muscle. And so it doesn't happen by accident, I can promise you. So here's what happened. The pain levels reversed. The pain of staying the same became a level 10. Even though in that January, when I'd taken those photos, and we go by, I'd taken that photo in the blue in January, even seeing those photos wasn't enough to make me change. I actually hid those photos, deleted them. I was like, oh no, I don't want to see that. Like, because even seeing those photos wasn't enough to make me change. It was only when I saw my glutes, my nemesis, my saggy left butt cheek, which was my nemesis my entire life, that I was motivated to change, because I realized in the future it was going to be worse. In the moment, it wasn't that bad. I could excuse it. I could pass it off and say, oh, it's not that bad. Yeah, I would love to look amazing in a bikini or look like Emily Sky, but not that bad. But the moment I looked in the mirror and I realized, if I look like this now, what am I going to look like in 10 years' time? The pain magnified and became greater. And so because the pain magnified and became greater, it was enough to motivate me to change. So staying the same became a level 10. And having the glutes I wanted, going to the gym, showing up, doing the meal plan, doing the cardio, reading the thing, following the exercise, that became a 3. Suddenly the pain of all that was like, what did I even worry about? Why did I even think that was like, that was bad? And then of course, once I started, which is what we're trying to get you guys to do in this program, once I started, I built momentum. And the momentum kept me going. And I realized, God, I love this. And I'm great at this. And look how much my body is changing. And I didn't realize it could happen so fast. And then I started to get the idea that I wanted to stand on stage as a bikini competitor. And now in 2024, I own the world's largest online bodybuilding company and have made more than $30 million. And it all started from finding my pain of my saggy left butt cheek, looking in the mirror. The only time that human beings change is when change is easier than not changing. And it only became easier for me when I saw myself in the mirror. I saw my glutes in the mirror. You think you want to change, and to a certain extent you do, but you don't want it enough to go through the pain of change. So all of you women watching this now, I'm beseeching you, the ones who are like, oh, I really, really want to change. Oh, I've tried everything and I don't know what happened. I just can't seem to motivate myself. The bottom line is you don't want to change. You don't want to change. If the option of having something or doing something different is open to you and you don't choose it, it's because you're not in enough pain right now. And that's the bottom line. You can give me every other excuse under the sun. Oh, I work too much and I have a mother that I take care of and I have 7 homeschooled kids and I have a disabled child and I work shifts. We've heard every excuse under the sun. Every excuse under the sun. And the one thing I know for sure is if it's important to you, you will find a way. And if it's not, you will find an excuse. There's no other way to look at it. Photos you see on Instagram are inspirational and can cause endorphin rushes, but an endorphin rush is not an emotional connection. And it's an emotional connection that causes us to do hard things. It wasn't until I saw my glutes in the mirror that fateful day in April 2016, 8 years ago, that I was motivated to change. And look what I have done in 8 years. In 8 years, I have transformed my life. I've transformed the lives of all of the people who work for me, because I've offered them millions of coaching opportunities and to be part of this incredible growth trajectory of this new company that we're launching. I have changed my kids' lives. I've changed my husband's life. I've changed the lives of 500,000 women online who believe in me and buy my programs. Like, a lot can happen when you become emotionally connected to your goal. And I'm not saying your goal is like my goal. You might not want to make $1 billion like I do. I didn't even know I wanted to make $1 billion until I found my saggy left butt cheek. But it's amazing what can happen when you start to build momentum. And that's why we're offering $10,000 for this challenge, so that you guys will show up every day and will build momentum so you can finally have what you want. And we are going to be there to support you in having what you want, because we've all done it. We're standing at the top of the mountain going, hello, we're up here and we can show you the path. We're going to help you. If you find your pain, which I'm going to teach you how to do now, and you become emotionally connected as your first step, and we're going to build on this day by day this week, I promise you at the end of the week, we are going to help you to finally transform. But it all starts with finding your pain. So from here, you have two choices. You can accept that you don't want to change enough and choose to be happy. Some of you might be watching this and you're like, you know what? She's right, actually. I'm just lazy and comfortable, and really, I thought that I wanted to be fit, but I don't actually really want to change that much. And that's okay. And I applaud you for admitting that and being happy with that, because genuinely, she who has the most joy wins. And if you can find joy in your current situation and not change, then then my work is done. That is the most wonderful thing in the world. But if your current situation is not causing you joy and you think you could be more joyful, then you have the second choice, which is find a pain greater than the pain of change to motivate you. Because you all know what you need to do to change. Everybody knows that in order to transform their body or in order to lose weight, they need to exercise more and eat less. Everybody knows. It's not rocket science, but very few people actually do it. Why? Because eating less and exercising more is hard. And staying the same is hard, but it's not harder than this. This is harder than staying the same. So we stay the same when we complain. And we complain as a way to discharge the pain. That's why we complain. But the other way you can discharge the pain is to actually start working for it, which is what we want to do in this challenge. So here is your assignment, okay? And here's another photo of my butt, just because, you know, I love looking at my butt now, because I love my butt. And I turn and look at it in the mirror now with joy and gratitude. And I just love my butt. So, homework assignment, find your pain. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get a camera. Everybody has a camera. You're going to strip to your underwear. You're going to take photos of yourself in your underwear, either with a timer or in a mirror or both, from every single angle possible. You're going to study the photos in great detail. And you're going to decide which pain, i.e. your most disliked body part, for example, will motivate you. Now, this is just a starting point, okay? You may be like, you know what, Kim? I actually quite like my body, but I want to be stronger or fitter or whatever for my kids or for my husband or my wife, or you know, there may be some external reason, or I want to, you know, like for my, I want to get this promotion and work, and to do that, I need to be fit and healthy and strong of mind, and that's your motivation. Or you might be like, I want to do a bikini competition, and that's the thing I want. I don't care what it is, right? This is just for you who don't know what your pain is. This is a really helpful way to start. And I would encourage you to do this exercise anyway, okay? You're going to decide which most disliked body part will motivate you. Now, you can go one step further if you want. If you like have your overachiever hat on for these next 5 days, which I hope you do, you can go one step further and you can get someone you love and trust to take the photos for you. This will make you more vulnerable and elevate the pain. And I've just heard a collective gasp. That's someone else. take photos of me in my underwear? For bonus points, I want you to turn the light on really, really bright. Like stand in full sunlight or that really harsh neon strip light. You know that really harsh neon strip light that they put in changing rooms whenever you go to try on clothes and you literally look the ugliest and fattest you've ever looked in your entire life? I think they don't want you to buy the clothes. Like if I ever ran a clothing store and I had changing rooms, I would put in soft, beautiful, warm light and those smoky mirrors, you know, that elongate you. So when people looked in the mirror, they like felt amazing in the clothes. Like they're missing such an opportunity. But anyway, I digress. Allow yourself to feel the pain fully. Find someone you love and trust to take the photos for you. Be vulnerable in front of them. That will elevate the pain, okay? Because if this is something you've been avoiding, you're going to feel in a lot of pain. Number two, take extra up close photos of the area you are unhappy with. I took photos of my glutes from every bad angle I could and used this to motivate me. I got my husband thought I was nuts. I literally stood there. I squeezed my glutes. It was like I wanted to punish myself. I squeezed them, I slouched, I like made my left butt cheek saggier. I got him to take photos from up high, down low, the side, everywhere. I was like, anytime I lose motivation, I'm going to look at these photos. And I have the most awful one of my glutes with cellulite where I'm clenching them and they just look awful. I had that on my phone for so long. And anytime I felt like skipping a workout, not showing up to the gym, not doing any of that, I literally looked at that photo. And my ass was out the door faster than you can say glutes. Number three, print these photos and use them as wallpaper on your phone. Print these photos or use them as wallpaper on your phone for daily motivation. Now, if you have regular guests to your house and you have a picture of your big cellulite butt up in your fridge, you might scare the guests. So you might not want to like plaster your walls with photos of you half naked. Or if you're like really committed to feeling the pain, you could distribute those photos to everyone you know. You could put them on your Facebook, your Instagram. See, the more vulnerable you can become, see the more pain, the more you can expose yourself. And for you, it might just be taking the photo and looking at yourself. For you, you might even have avoided taking off your clothes in front of yourself. You might have avoided a mirror for this long. Like that might be painful enough for you. Or those of you who are a bit batshit crazy like me, you might want to like send the photo to everyone in you might want to put it in like your family group or something and just humiliate yourself to the highest degree so that that pain is real, because you need to find your pain in order to motivate yourself. And that's your homework for today. And you don't have to share it in the group. Bonus points, if you want to share the photos in the group, I'll share my most horrendous photos. I'll go first. I'll get all the coaches to share their most vulnerable, I say horrendous, their most vulnerable photos. Like there's something about sharing those vulnerable photos that really takes away their power. But we want you to dig deep and find your pain. You're going to deliberately walk into the pain. Most of us spend our lives avoiding pain. Not on the Sculpted Vegan, not in my 5-day challenge. No, no, no. We're going to bring on as much pain as possible. You never thought you would get that when you joined this 5-day challenge, did you? You're like, I thought this challenge was going to be nice and motivating. I thought that I was going to like Kim, and I actually quite hate this bitch right now. I get it, totally get it. But I'm not here to make you comfortable. I'm here to get you results. So stay tuned for tomorrow. We are going to be diving into personalized nutrition. Tomorrow is going to be epic. You have no idea. I'm going to teach you exactly how to eat, what to eat, how to eat for fat loss, how to eat for bodybuilding, how to eat for building muscle. I'm going to literally transform your eating habits tomorrow. And that is what we are going to do. But now I'm going to do a quick Q&A. We have another 10 minutes or so. So I'm going to pop the slides out and I'm going to do a Q&A. So if you guys have any questions for me, pop them in the chat now. Bonus points, if you saved it, some wrote it out and then saved it and copied and pasted it over to get it in really quick. You see, always thinking of these time saving things. Okay. Oh, I'm loving all these questions coming in. Lavana saying, I love this. Those not on the call will wonder what the heck, why we're all posting nasty closed up pictures of bad areas of our body. I know it'll make them interested. And they'll be like, what is this? What is this voodoo magic? So you guys, Jessica's saying stomach and back rolls are my worst for sure. Post it. We want to see pictures of it. I don't believe you, Jessica. I don't believe you. You'll have to show me proof. See, what else we got? Extremely motivating. You guys are saying, what time do you go live tomorrow? Same time every single week. For those of you who are in the VIP, if you like this and you're like, actually, do you know what? This bitch is kind of a bit crazy and a bit cool all at the same time. And I'm feeling pumped and I'm going to join that VIP. It's not too late. You can join the VIP. I'm going live again in 2 hours in VIP, except this time it's going to be in a Zoom call. And we're going to be like face to face. You can ask me questions. You can just listen. You can even turn your camera off. If you're like, I'm a little shy, she might actually ask me a question and then I'll feel very weird. But I can promise you, I'm very motivating when I speak, for those of you who don't know me, but I am very, very, very loving and cozy and gentle whenever I speak in person. I would love it if you would come and hop on a Zoom call with me later. It's going to be so much fun. And if you can't even join the Zoom call in 2 hours, they're all recorded. So you just get loads more Kim for the week. And it's not too late to join VIP. If you want to join in the Zoom call in 2 hours, you can do that. Okay. What else have we got here? Any questions? Do you guys have any questions? You're all saying, I love this. Yes, I have fatty liver. Will this help? Some of you are asking, was the secret word here? Yes, the secret word was mentioned earlier on and I said it twice. And I was very clear with it, but you mustn't have been paying attention. So you're going to have to go back and rewatch. But the beautiful thing about going back and rewatching is you will get so much more out of it the second time around. So that's why you have to be paying attention. It's just so genius, isn't it? I'm like, I am an absolute fucking genius. Like I was actually giving myself like a wee pat on the back when I was coming up with this challenge. I was like, I really am a genius because I can really force people to pay attention. And do you know what happens when you pay attention? You learn and you change. And what happens when you change? You can like be as joyful as me every single day because I am genuinely this happy every single day from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to bed. Right, I have fatty liver. Will this help? Yes, fatty liver. There's non-alcoholic fatty liver and then there's fatty liver which comes from diet. Whenever you reduce the fat in your body using the exact principles that we teach, I'm going to teach you tomorrow, that will reduce the fat in your liver. You should reduce the fat in your liver because your liver is your biggest fat burning organ in your body. And if you have fat in your liver cannot do its job correctly. So whenever you have fat in your liver, and a lot of people who are overweight have fatty liver. So whenever you have fat in your liver, you literally are shutting down your body's ability to burn fat. And that is very hard to say because there's a lot of buzz in there. So you shut down your body's ability to burn fat because you stop your liver from doing its job effectively. So you must burn body fat and get the fat out of your liver in order to stay lean in the long term because your liver is your biggest organ of detoxification in your body, but it's also the organ that burns fat. What it does is it breaks down fat cells into triglycerides, transports them through the bloodstream to the tissues for energy. But it cannot break down the fat cells into triglycerides if it is overloaded with toxins and with fat. So you have an obligation to your liver to treat it well, but also it will help with your body sculpting efforts. Kim, what keeps you motivated when you're ill? Depends how ill you are. If I'm really ill, then I'm not motivated and I allow myself to not be motivated because whenever you are ill, like with a flu or with a cold or something, you should rest. Now, I don't usually rest that much when I have a cold. I usually assess how am I feeling right now? Can I push through or do I need to rest? So I stay very much, rather than having a higher level, I must keep going. I live very much in the moment, like how am I feeling now? Because I know I don't let myself off the hook. I am not governed by my body feeling. I can be feeling bad and then I assess, am I bad enough to not go to the gym or could I go to the gym? So I try on. So I want you to do this with everything now, right? And we're going to build on this scale tomorrow, this scale of the change. People only change when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. So I try on staying the same, not going to the gym. And then I assess that with my current feelings of being ill. Then I try on going to the gym. If the pain of going to the gym is greater than the pain of staying the same, then I don't go. But not going to the gym for me is very painful because I don't want to miss out on my body sculpting efforts. So quite often the gym will win. I have to be very sick to not go to the gym. But if I am very sick, then I easily don't go. What else have we got going on here? You guys are always saying you really enjoyed it. Some of you are saying, did I miss the challenge word? Yes, you did miss the word. I did it about halfway through, so you can go back and watch it. This is really good, but Victoria, how did you lose your lower belly fat despite already being slim? So this is such a good question. So what I have found is consistently with women that I coach is whenever you are on low calories, and whenever you're very, very thin, but you have body fat on your stomach or on your back, on, you know, your back fat, a lot of women still hold it on their bellies. Your body will not drop that body fat unless you build muscle. So to actually completely get rid of all the fat on your stomach, which I now have, it's very, very hard fat to burn because the fat on your stomach is very estrogenic. It means that it actually produces a lot of estrogen. So your body does not want to give up on that fat because you're a woman and your body wants to keep cells that are estrogenic. So your body will drop fat everywhere first before it will get rid of the belly fat. So the only way that I got rid of my belly fat was over about a period of 4 years, I would say. And here's how I did it. I built muscle and then I shredded hard to stage style shred standards, to, you know, for the stage. And then I built muscle again for a year and then I shredded for the stage. And then I built muscle and then I shredded for the stage. And only after I had spent 3 full years building muscle and then shredding for the stage did the belly fat completely go. I don't have any excess fat on my belly now. I used to have a pocket of it around my belly button. Like I could squidge it the whole way around. It wasn't a huge pocket, but it was a pocket of fat. And I used to be like, why will this not go? Even when I stood on stage in 2018, I was about 6% body fat. I had veins and I like literally veins all over my body. I had like, I was so low in body fat and I still had a ring of belly fat around my stomach. And I was like, what do I have to do to get rid of this? But it's because it just takes time. Your body doesn't want to get rid of that body fat. But if you persevere over the long time with building muscle and burning fat and building muscle and burning fat, eventually it will go. But it won't go after 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, maybe it does in some women, but on me, it didn't because my body did not want to get rid of that body fat, especially after having had 4 kids. So I have had 4 pregnancies. And so I had more loose skin around that area. And so my body just wasn't ready to give up on it. Okay, loads more questions. Oh my God, there's hundreds of them. I don't have time to go through them all. I'm so sorry. Let me just answer a few more. Someone's asking, when is your next competition? The next competition opens this Friday. It starts April 15th, but we are opening a new 6-month competition this Friday. Someone else is asking, oh, Christine. Hi, Christine. So good to see you. She is asking, how can we build muscle and burn fat at the same time? Of course. Like that is what we're known for at the Sculpted Vegan. In the new program, we have four different programs built into it. So you choose which one is you. We have a hard build for people who are really lean, like below 15 to 18% body fat. We have a hard build for those between 15 and 25% body fat. We have a lean build for those, say, between 25 and 35% body fat. And we have a lean build for those who are over 35% body fat. So we have separated the program into these 4 different ways so that you can choose which one works for you. And you will build muscle and burn fat at the same time. But the rate at which you burn fat will be dependent on which program you choose. It is absolutely genius. And honestly, Laura and I, when we came up with that, we were like, we are just certified fitness geniuses here. We are like, we're very modest here at the Sculpted Vegan as well, as you can tell. But we were just like amazing that the women are just going to absolutely love this. We've just taken, honestly, 6 years, 7 years now I've been running this company. We've just taken all the experience of the last 7 years. We know what women want. We know what works and what doesn't work. And that's why our programs just keep getting better and better and better. And that's why we get the results that we get, because our results really are truly spectacular. So, okay, guys, I'm so sorry I haven't been able to answer all the questions, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm live again in 2 hours. I'm going to spend a bit of time now, once this live ends, I'm going to spend a bit of time answering questions. I'm going to do written responses to questions. We want to make sure all of you get answers to all of your questions, because that's what we do at the Sculpted Vegan. And we're so dedicated to making sure you get all of your answers. So that's what I'm going to do. For those of you who are in VIP, I'll see you in 2 hours. And if I don't see you in 2 hours, then you'll see me in the replay. But and for those of you who are not in VIP and don't intend to join, that's very, very, very sad. But I'll try and get over it. But I will see you here tomorrow, same time, 4 p.m. UK time, whatever time that is for you in the world. And I hope you enjoyed this. And if you enjoyed this, it's just going to get better. We're going to build and build and build and build on these all week. And it's going to be absolutely epic. So do your homework. Post your pictures. And I'll see you here tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you so much for showing up here. I know for some of you, it's like odd times in the world. I really appreciate your time, effort, and attention, and that you joined this challenge, and that you're trusting me and Laura and the whole team to teach you, because it is our deepest and greatest honor to share this information with you and hopefully help you to change and have more joy and have more of what you want in your life, because that would just make me so, so happy. Okay. Sending you huge hugs and kisses, and I'll see you all tomorrow. And thank you to my coaching team for being here too. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll see you all here tomorrow. Okay. Love you all.